mistake.
Solidarity Realty Studio, downtown Madison, Wisconsin, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, man. First show of the new year. And you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, as well as hopefully a number of other great affiliates across the state, Civic Media Network. Welcome to the new year, man. I'm Pizza Box Mike, and I've got nice news guy, Nate. Nice and news guy. That's, you know, you don't find many nice news guys anymore.
That's what I'm going for.
You know, I did get into radio in college for a little while. I told Nate they made me change my name because somebody couldn't believe that my last name was Dickman. Your mom. Oh, anyway. You know, last year, We really didn't have a last show of the last year, and I kind of want to round up what the year was like. I mean, for me personally, it was a year of tremendous loss, right? I mean, 2 days before the new year, my older brother dies. Just happens to be on the same day that my youngest brother died 3 years earlier. And then my mom, 40 days later, collapsing on my youngest brother's birthday and never recovering. I mean, 8 days later... Wow. I mean, the losses of those two people became so much greater because I had already lost my dad, my younger brother. And even though I don't have a relationship, at least a working one, with my remaining three siblings, you know, I felt the pain of loneliness. You know, I mean, I felt like my mom was going to live forever. I don't know why, but, you know, she was healthy and it was sudden, but that set off the tone for the year, right? So a year of firsts where, you know, oh, first year that I'm not with my mom on, you know, Easter. Oh, my God, Mother's Day, right after my birthday, the next day, just like the day I was born on a Saturday. So, it was really kind of took a toll on me, and that with my best friend's illness just gets worse and worse, and mental illness untreated and usually doesn't end well. I mean, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. And I'm still dealing with that, but it was a year of inoculations for me. I mean, I did the whole thing, and I'm glad I did. I mean, I did COVID, flu, pneumonia, all on the same day. Not really, you know, didn't really affect me much at all. A little soreness, of course. And then, this week I went in and did RSV and the dreaded shingles, man. Talk about, like, I can tell which arm you did the shingles in because it's, like, hanging down. Like, it's, like, heavier, you know. What was in that, man? I can't lift my arm right now. And I guess the second one's not going to be much better. But with... I mean, the resurgence of the new strain of COVID that's settled in. And apparently, I mean, it's kicking ass again. And I know a lot of people stopped thinking that it was really, you know, oh, I did that. You know, I did it three times. Yeah, I've done it like, you know, whatever times I needed to. I think it's like six now in the last 3 years to make sure I, you know, if I get the new strain, I'm probably not going to get as sick as I would have if I didn't get it. But I'm seeing all this disinformation out there again. And this is ending 2023, right? These guys are talking about how, well, yeah, you know, a lot of people died from that vaccination. I'm going, no. A million people died in this country, right? And some of them were even vaccinated, but most of them not vaccinated, of course. And they were told, you know, And they knew, and Trump got it. And still nobody seemed to care that much, I guess, a lot of people. And I'm seeing it out there, and I'm like, no, that's really, man. And so I just want to put things in perspective that it's quite possible that 17,000 people may have died from the
hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, hydroxychloroquine. Okay, and it's hard to say because I'm not a horse, right? I even got it written down here, Nate, and it's a long word, right?
It's a big one.
I mean, to finish off, some of the things from last year that, well, first of all, the military industrial complex doing real, real well, right? On two fronts, America funding two skirmishes, let's call it. One I'm more supportive of, some of the funding, and that's to Ukraine to defend them from Putin and the tyranny of Russia. Okay, and then the other is I've seen enough. I've seen enough of this onslaught, right, that's going on on the Gaza Strip. And there's no longer can you say, oh, you're defending Hamas. I mean, I don't think Hamas has really done a whole lot since that day, right? They're just no match for Israel's IDF. But to see all these, I mean, we're looking at thousands of children as, the ones that survived, because, it's up to like, what'd they say, 20,000, 30,000 people dead. They don't even know for sure. But all these little kids telling their story, and they're missing legs and arms. And to hear these kids say, oh, I hope I can get another leg. That should break your heart, people. That shouldn't make you wanna, when more women and children are and civilians are being killed than people that are supposedly involved in this skirmish on both sides, then there's a problem here. Okay, that's not a war. It's insanity, and it's these are war crimes. Anytime that you set out to destroy, I mean, it's 60% of the Gaza Strip is destroyed. The hospital system's completely gone. Never mind food and water and housing. They tell them to move to encampments, and then, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to bomb that one, but there was a guy hiding behind a child, so we took them all. Seen enough of that. But going into 2024, you're going to see more of that, right? I'm looking at the stock market, which, what they say, gained 25% over 2023. Now, if you're working people, that's not a good sign, okay? That means the people that are investing on your backs are doing better than you are. I don't know how many times you can tell people that, but if the stock market goes bad, then they take our tax dollars and bail these clowns out. The billionaire crowd, $8.5 trillion added to their wealth. That's a non-taxable wealth, by the way, people. $8.5 million is what they took in, and they, they have 0.05%, which, I mean, it's like, what is that? 0.05 of a percent. It's not 5%. They don't have 5% of the households. And 90% of that wealth is held by white people. So I don't want to hear about how white supremacy is not a serious power in this country and has been since the establishment of this nation. That's what it's been based on. Anybody can argue it with me. I got to say that it was almost a tie between for dumbest U.S. senator last year, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and Tommy Tuberville. Is he still, where is he, Alabama? Because he was coached there, right? Yes, and you've got to listen to some of the dumbest statements they've said. The one that really got me was Ron Johnson saying that climate change is good for Wisconsin, which it is not, Ron, but, you're a dumbass, so you would say something like that thinking that, well, yeah, it's going to be warmer. people in Wisconsin, are missing out on their sports and ice fishing and all that stuff that they do in the winter, Ron. And I think they would differ with you. I think some of nature would probably argue with you on this. But when Tommy Tuberville makes statements like, well, I've, you know, worked with more minorities than anybody in the room here, because he was a coach of a football team. But what really did it, a racist system down there, Alabama. excuse me. Was him just recently, you know, all the dumb things he says. You have to listen to him talk sometime. But when he said that you have to get sports out of politics and politics doesn't need to be involved with sports. And that's how he got, that's how he became a senator, was being a football coach on a team that you can hardly lose on, right? Unless, you know, you lose to Michigan in overtime last week, right? Alabama wins every year. They get the, you know, they get the best recruits. Whatever. That's what he used to become a politician. And he's not qualified, obviously. You listen to the guy talk. He's dumber than potatoes. Dumber than a sack of potatoes. So I got to go with Tuberville being the, you know, the dumbest U.S. senator. There's a lot to choose from. I mean, I hate to give so many people a pass on that one. Biggest loser of the year. I'm going to go with Elon Musk. He's really, really taken a tumble. I mean, he's kind of losing it, I think, myself. He's like throwing away billions and billions of dollars trying to make himself seem smart. And unfortunately, who do you think I'm going to name as the biggest winner, Nate?
Who's that?
Donald Trump. Still. Like, he owns everything, man. Like, he can say and do anything. Like, he can be warned not to, you know, threaten people that are involved in the justice process. Just happens to involve his 91 charges, right? And they're all scumbags, and everybody's out to get him. Anybody that listens to that, man. Whew. Yeah, well, I had to pay New Year's Day, didn't I? But that's you too, man. One of my favorite political groups too, man. Yes, you know, music, sports, anybody that wants to get involved in politics to combat the maniacs that are up there now, we'll welcome you, man. And we'll talk about this when we get back. Box 844-967-2789. I got to go back to the stock market because the Congress, the members of Congress, their portfolios performed 25% above the average, right? Because they have insider trader information. But nobody else can do anything like that, Martha Stewart. But it's okay for them to do it. I mean, oh, they took some of that wealth too, by the way, that $8.5 trillion. But to, when you look at what some of them do, and I mean, there's like Democrats even do better than Republicans. Like theirs did like 31% better, and Republicans did like 18% better. And MTG, she's got a book out called MTG. Doesn't she know what that actually means? Apparently not. Is denying that she has stock or knows anything, you know, but oh, maybe, you know, the stuff my son bought, you know, we helped him with. She's lying, I think, because she's got, but she said that, you know, the war stock that she bought apparently years ago or whatever before Ukraine, you know, she was like that. Yeah, there's money to be made. You know, it's a profitable stock. So as long as people don't mind that, and you're going to keep voting for people like that. And I'm calling out people on both sides of the aisle here. You know, I what's his name out there in New Jersey getting popped again, right? Menendez. He should have been gone the first time. And then there's the second time. Here's another one. Okay, so this is three times. Where's the three times strikes you're out to be in Congress or Senate? Heck, Santos, he only got one, didn't he? George Santos only got one. You know, that's why working people can't get what they're getting, what they need, and the sad part is these legislators are all saying, yeah, we're with you. We want you, vote for us. We'll get you higher wages and stuff. We'll do this for you. We'll do that for you. And then they actually vote against those things, or they vote on something else and they never even pass or talk about anything like that. Where's my mouse? I see we got a call here. I see Joanne. I got it, Joanne. You're on the air.
Yes, I love your characterization of the winners and losers and all that, but I have a real winner. I mean, besides your show, which is the best show ever and all that.
Of course, yeah.
The winner is the birders out there, the nature lovers out there, because it's such a healthy way to spend time, and I'm seeing more and more people out enjoying nature. And when I just start talking about birds when I'm in a faculty lunch or something like that, I have more and more friends saying, yeah, right, and I've noticed more birds, and I'm, you know, beginning a bird count and all that. It's the healthiest thing. God gives us so many tools to make our lives better, and we should not forsake this one.
Oh, I totally agree. I've been watching them, and I mean, I got the shades up early because the cats want them open. That's a cat TV. It really is. And then they chatter, you know, sometimes. But most of the time, they're just sitting there twitching their tails, watching these. And I've got a lot of variety birds coming. But if you'd ever want to see something special, Joanne, and go for a ride with me, I can show you where there's a wild white turkey. And she's really easy to spot. Because I know she's there. But not only that, when she's out there with the 50 that are, you know, they almost look black. I mean, she's pure white. It's just beautiful. And the only chance I had up close to take a picture of her, I was trying to do the video and I hit it, but I didn't hit it a second time and it didn't start. Damn.
You might not know about the squirrel population as well. There are some blonde squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
Who are gorgeous. Yep. Oh, they're gorgeous. And they know they're pretty, too. But I have seen a white squirrel.
Ooh.
Only Illinois. I swear to God, it's not a joke.
No.
You can go there and ask anybody at the supermarket and all that where to find the white squirrels. There's little parks and all that, and there's always, every time I've driven through only was Illinois, I will see a white squirrel. Again, just getting in love with nature, it's such a relaxing way to rejuvenate and to get our, you know, every one of our senses, you know, the smells and the sight and all of that, and the touch. And we need to move back off from politics. I have a feeling that this year is going to be a wild ride, and if we didn't have your show, I don't know what we'd do. So keep going.
I will. And I'm going to, you know, keep listening, because I've got, you know, plans for this year. I agree. I soak a lot of my time in nature. And yeah, for me, it's not politics. But now that I'm not on the mainstream TV and I'm watching like free TV, man, outside of the internet charge, and I'm hearing like-minded people with podcasts that certainly they inspire me. I mean, they're young, intelligent, active, and, you know, really rational people that are, they're just good human beings, right? I mean, they're fighting for people. They don't have to do this. None of these guys. They, you know, sure, people make money doing it, but there's a reason that some people make money doing it. But compared to, you know, some of these mainstream networks who never call out what I'm going to call out in the second half of this show, because I'm like, yeah, you guys, you know, I just needed to watch you for a week to get me back into the mode I was when I was in the fight for 15, by the way, which now is the fight for 20. Apparently, you know, fast food workers are getting $20 an hour. I do notice that the servings get smaller and smaller. But they're probably doing a lot of business because people can afford to buy that crappy food, right? It's really, it should be a crime in this nation to make the healthiest food so inaccessible for so many people, right? Mainly people that don't have money, right? People who have limited means. But to make this mass production of really bad food, unhealthy food, right? The more processed it is, the worse it is. And trust me, McDonald's food has to process that stuff to kill all the crap that's in it. I mean, I hate to go back to it, but a guy just finally won his lawsuit. You know, he was a dietitian who knew what he was talking about and sued them for serving food that's actually killing people. Might take a while, right? Yeah. It is madness. All of this stuff, and it has been for a long time, and I hate normalizing it, but I got to tell you some of the marks, the high marks for 2023 when we come back, and then some of my predictions for 2024. Wish we had some, you know, and I do have some, just enough to get by. That's all I need. Wish I had more to help more people. But you know, I gotta go. Hey, some of the high marks for 2023, right? Homelessness, 582,000. That's the ones they count, and then they say that, well, people live in that couch surfing thing 2 weeks at a time or whatever. You know, I did that for a month, over a month, at one place. So I couldn't have been that bad. Let's see. Gun deaths wasn't the high mark, though. I got to say, you know, that was only over 40,000. We've been higher than that. But overdoses up, highest ever, first time, 112,000. And suicides, the most ever, 50,000. Last but not least, this is one that I don't think a lot of people know about. They certainly don't talk about it much, especially from like the CJ point of view, that oil production in the United States, the highest it's ever been, right? Okay. You know, and that doesn't make me happy at all, but it's like, you know, these guys are always ripping on Democrats over energy. And it's like, you know, they do better than you guys on energy every single time. I will give them that. And there is new energy going up. You're seeing the solar go up. But those were, you know, the high marks, you know, but there, you can expect a lot of these records to be go along with the wealth transfer, which is every year they have to set a new record, you know, profit. It can't be less than last year, even though it's billions of dollars? It can't be. Damn it. Anyway, let's go to L.A. Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and people need to remember that united we stand and together we fall. Unlike the Republicans and the politicians that say we're going to devise a plan called divide and conquer. which is really, really quite astonishing when you really think about it. Yeah, we just all got to be in this thing together. And I don't understand why it is that people just can't get it through their heads that the billionaires are taking all the money. You know, back in Eisenhower, we didn't have any billionaires. And, you know, it's kind of like Abba's song, you know, money, 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 it's a rich man's world. It's just, it's astounding to me. And this all started with Buckley versus Vallejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti, and of course, Citizens United. And I would really recommend to all your listeners out there, please check out Citizens United if you don't know what it is. It's when the unlimited amount of money could come into the political campaigns. It's when the media stopped being the media because all they care about are the advertising dollars from the political campaigns. And everyone just needs to get educated, and we got to get money out of politics. We got to get lobbyists out of Washington, and we have to get lobbyists out of even our small towns. And yeah, it's one of those things where this is not difficult to figure out. You got four families that own more wealth than 80% of the rest of the country. Why do you people think that that's a good thing? Why, you've all been just eaten up by Ronald Reagan's survival of the fittest or capitalism, and it's disgusting. Especially people that call yourself Christians. You're disgusting people. That's about all I got, Mike, except for go Pack Go, and I hope to beat the Bears.
Yeah, no, I hope you're right. Thanks, Tom. I mean, I'm still, you know, a Packers fan. I'm still a Cubs fan. I'm still a Bucks fan, all that Badgers, you know. But I don't get excited about it because they've taken a lot of the fun out for me. I mean, I went to a basketball game last year, and it's just nothing but noise and really, really loud music and flames shooting out of the baskets. And I mean, I just wanted to watch a basketball game, you know. Sure, it's okay to play some music, but let's not, you know, like pound the eardrums out. And it's not because I'm old. It's because it's too loud. See? That's why. But, you know, we mentioned capitalism, Tom, and since I started watching free TV, man, freedom TV, I should call it. You know, you get to see people like Nina Turner on a podcast, right? So, yeah, I'm listening to the Young Turks and the Damage Report. But I'm also going to like that Dan Ball, you know, Real America on OAN and some of the other ones. And I'm like, for a while, I might laugh. And then I start to get pissed, right? Because they're straight up lying, and everything they're saying the Democrats are doing is actually what they're doing. You know, kind of like Trump saying Biden's taking all this money from China, you know, and it's like he got like $7 million from foreign entities, like Russia and China, China being the biggest one. Children getting patents there. Deals galore for the kids while he was president. This is nonsense to try and make what, you know, Biden's family... In comparison, kind of like what Dershowitz, you know, this week saying, oh, yeah, you know, Epstein before, you know, this all came up, but after you couldn't be hanging out. No, you couldn't be hanging out with him. He was in jail, man. But, you know, whether he was murdered or suicide, that shouldn't have happened, man. He should have been under. That's why I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know. You know, two tries at suicide. But Dershowitz, yeah, I got a massage, but this and that. And this is just sick. Okay. Yeah, we know we got a lot of older white guys that just, you know, go back to slavery, man. How do you think they had black children? All these guys that owned slaves and stuff. It's disgusting. But to hear Nina, you know, to put it in perspective that, you know, slave owners got reparations after the war for the loss of their property and their slaves. They got compensated for that crap. Okay. And when we talk about poverty, I mean, that's she's right. It's a U.S. policy choice. There's so many things that people in Congress could do to alleviate poverty, but they're not willing to do that because the billionaire class owns their asses, man. Man, I loved it when Bernie was running with Nina all over the country. And I think she would have been his vice presidential choice, and they would have destroyed anybody. I mean, you want it. Look at the Democratic Party, and this is what I'm concerned about, people. We're doing like the 2016 thing again, right? Where it's like these two guys that are going to be running, because I'm going to tell you right now, prediction for Trump is that, you know, the Supreme Court's going to listen to this case in February because they want to end it and get him back on every ballot across the country. And first, I'm going to go to Mark before I go any further, because I just got a lot to say tonight, Mark. How about you?
Yeah, it's just remarkable that I just saw a little video. It came up on the news feeds. I was following all this stuff. Donald Trump comparing himself to a new savior, more or less. You know that he's now the shepherd, and I just wanted to vomit. I mean, because you're talking about, you know, Donald Trump at the end of the week, he goes to church. I go, there's absolutely no evidence of Donald Trump, you know, when he was in the White House, going to church every Sunday. I mean, it is just that a man who has lived his life in just complete avarice and mostly, you know, a more unchristian man I can't imagine than Donald Trump. And that for the evangelicals to actually still be embracing this man who, you know, has a record of sexual assault. I mean, in this case, you know, that he's been proven, you know, that it was proven in court that he, you know, in a civil case, of course, because the legal case time has lapsed, that he was able to get away with it. And we don't know how many children that he actually, you know, molested in his huge career as just a predator. I mean, it is just... again and again and again, you hear about this, you know, that...
it was those little girls he saw at school that were in, like, you know, kindergarten. He's like, hey, I'll check back in 10 years, you know, maybe we can date. And just, you know, all that kind of stuff, man. Breaking in at beauty pageants, locker rooms, where they're 14-year-olds through 18 or 19, whatever. I mean, yes, the guy's a perp. They all are.
The last time I was interested in a 14-year-old girl is when I was 14 years old.
Well, you know, we'll leave it at that. Thanks, Mark. But, I, you know, we got things to worry about here. I mean, the same trend is happening that happened in 2016. And you guys might think it's crazy, but right now, Biden is losing Black and Latino votes. Okay? Whether you want to say, oh, that, you know... it doesn't matter. We're not talking about me, okay? I'm not Black or Latino. But I've been in the movement long enough to know that when you're not backing up what you say you're going to do for these guys and you owe us your boat kind of crap, and the worst is how they've not done anything except demonize Black men throughout this process. Seriously. They're talking to me, guys. I know, man. And I'm like, that don't make sense voting for Trump. Well, at least I know what I'm getting. They know they're not going to get nothing. But what they feel like is that the Democrats are telling them they're going to get them something and they never get anything. Look at the legislation put more of them in jail over the years that they voted democratically. I can't do anything about that, people. The wrong people are serving us. And right now, with these independent or the other people that are going to be on the ballot, you know, Cornel West, Marianne Williamson, and Kennedy Jr.'s taken away votes from, you know, minority voters that usually vote, you know, democratically. Think about it for a minute. Biden's numbers are going down. And since 2006, the Black vote has been moving over, you know, 2, 4, 6 points now. Trump got 12% of the Black vote. How? That's what you say, right? I just told you how. The people at the top of the Democratic Party, the establishment, you know, whatever you want to say about them, they aren't coming through for the majority of people that vote for them. You argue with me all the time. All you got to do is look at their stocks, man, their stock portfolios. They're voting against us. All of them are, except for progressives. Okay. You just, And then they apologized for it later. Oh, yeah, when I voted on that crime bill, you know, that put more black men in jail, you know, we didn't know it was going to do that. BS, man. You guys want to clean up streets, act like you're saving everybody, making it a safe place, and you didn't make it safe. You make it safe by ending poverty in a racist capitalist system, man. Still based on treating people less than human. Capitalism, it's still slavery to me, man. I've worked it. Man, I worked a lot of jobs to make sure I made enough money because I could. I mean, I was lucky. I had, not like I was skilled in some special trade or anything, but yeah, when you can work in agriculture and sales and things like that, or you can really do well in a restaurant working where they're paying you more money than the average person because you're obviously better than the average person? Could I have been? Because politics, everybody always thinks it's politics that got me in trouble. No, it's your politics that got me in trouble. Mine are fine, man. I know what's going on here. 844-967-2789. You're going to have one more slice to call in and argue with me. Come on, man. I'm watching it happen. It's a sinking feeling in me. It's just like, then I would see Biden come to the door and get up to the podium, and I'm like, man, he's tired, man. It's all nonsense. Running around, he's going to make it about saving democracy. People living in poverty already don't have democracy. So before I started protesting, but I guess not. I mean, my whole life I used to fight with people over racism, over Republican policy, especially when it got to Reagan and then into the Bush war years. And I'm a war president. You want to buy one of my paintings? And yet, I would really be happy if he would have been president and Trump wasn't. But, you know, hey. None of these guys have done a real good job, you know, and I will tell you this, there are really more black men than I, that really couldn't stand Obama, okay, because he, you know, they're like, wow, he didn't do a damn thing for me, and that's not me talking, that's them talking to me. I'm not going to pretend. Yeah, I haven't done anything for those guys, man. They're still getting murdered by cops. And they're the only ones that can be murdered like that. Well, and black women too. And oh yeah, Native American women that we never even know what happened to them when they disappear. Yeah, am I bumming everybody out? You should be bummed out. That's the reality of the world, man. Hey, Wisco Paul. How you doing, man? Environment. Here's one for you on environment. A friend of mine that lives in Arkansas, they got over an inch of snow down there, and we don't have a damn thing up here.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed up, but you and me, well, it's Worthing, kind of, I guess.
Well,
but,
I...
You know, that's another... So the GOP is in climate denial. That's just amazing. But you and me both grew up and lived in or around the Madison area our whole lives, and we're both getting older. But I can't remember a time.
Whoa, buddy. I'm not getting older. I'm just getting more tired.
Okay, well, all right. I can relate to that.
It's happening fast, man. That's why this stuff is more important now, right?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I know Mendota. I always mix them up a little bit. One state's open, but I can't remember a time when there was so much open water, you know, this time of year. I mean, heck, we're in January, and it's a little snow. So I just... Actually, I guess it would be good for the animals.
No, it's not. It's not, actually. They're well-equipped for migrating and going. We're the ones that can't adapt, okay? But we're changing the environment to a point where, yeah, it's hard for them to keep up with it. They'll last longer than we will. Hey, by the way, you know, more climate change. How many people were on that little ice floe in Minnesota that broke off the lake? There's like 200 some people that were fishing and they had to rescue them all. Yeah, it's happening everywhere, man. Yeah.
Well, the thing, if we had a, the thing, I think it was Al Gore way, way back, you know, I don't know, much 20 years ago, he said, he was talking about climate, but there's a point where we've reached the point of no return. And just in your opinion, we haven't quite met that yet, have we, Michael? Do you think? I mean, it's
oh, no, we're past that. We're past that. There's no returning from what we've done. What we have to do is what, and it's sad because, you know, some of the most pristine parts of the world are the ones that are at most risk. Islands and, you know, low-lying lands that, you know, coastal places. And there's plenty of United States involved in that. But when you're looking at these places where they're building walls and coming up with ways to, you know, collect water and irrigate and things like that and trying to adapt with it and stop the damage, you know, from this point on, that's not going to happen, dude. I mean, you got the space billionaire space races going on and, you know, highways going up everywhere and more oil than we've ever produced in this country. And, you know, thank God we've got things going on like, you know, solar all over the place. And we're talking about using rail again. But when they, you know, when we needed that was, you know, way back when they made sure it didn't happen. And I mean, we're going back to Jimmy Carter. Okay. So from that point on, environmentalists, scientists, teachers, you know, mathematicians, they've warned us. Yeah, it's almost like people are saying, well, you know, the Bible says this and that, but it's laid out right in front of you, man. These people are, you know, these people are, you know, God's children as well. Okay. So if you want to believe that, but these people have told you the warnings they've given you, you haven't paid attention to that. That's going on right under your noses. Like the high marks I talked about in deaths from drugs and violence and everything else in this country, man, we lead the world in some of the most atrocious statistics of human beings. It just blows me away, man. Oh, we lost Paul, huh? That was me, Paul. I'm sorry, but no, I didn't touch it. But maybe he just was like got depressed and said I don't want to listen to this anymore. But it's happening everywhere. Everywhere I go, I'm looking at the tree lines, everything, if there's any left, because Big Ag has made sure they took out all the fence lines so that they could get an extra half acre every, you know, every couple fields. Extra 2 acres, whatever, you know, more production, more mass production, which I've been against for so long. When I talking to somebody just the other day, look, we had 2 dairies in my little town and we had all these dairy farms. That's what we were known for, right? That's all gone. We don't have the dairies. Most of the farms are gone. Most of them that are left are Big Ag, but the dairy farms really took the hit. And then it was tobacco was like huge for our area as a cash crop. But, you know, tobacco's not good for people. And now they started figuring that out. And right, they're like, you know, and then they turned to the vapes. But anything with nicotine in it is not good for you. And I wear a nicotine patch, but I'll tell you what, I haven't had a cigarette since October 26th. Yeah. So 844-967-2789, even though there's not much time left. So, but predictions for this year? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Supreme Court's going to rule for Trump on everything. Anybody that's, you know, got Republican judges appointed. It's so funny to listen to the right wing media talk about all that money Janet Protasiewicz took in. And what, you didn't mention the money that Republicans dump in or who it came from and what they're going to rule on. They're going to overturn abortion. They're going to overturn precedent. Yeah. My prediction is if we don't figure something out here quick, Trump's going to be king come the end of this year. I ain't looking forward to that. But, you know, it is what it is when people ignore people at the top, decide they know better than the rest of the damn people. Yeah. I need to become that rebel without a pause like I was before. And I think I'm just about there. Because seriously, I just got to keep watching and listening to people that inspire me to get up and do something about it. Because if we don't, and if we don't wake up the Democratic Party at the top, like, I'm telling you, man, it's the same thing that happened last night. Hey, thanks for joining in, listening to Civic Media Network here, man, down at Solidarity Realty Studio. 92.7 FM, Mad Radio, outside the pizza box. See you next week.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.